T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Hey, it's Sean Sharif.
And RJ Choppy.
Did you know that Sean and RJ is both a radio show and a podcast?
No way! You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. And whenever works for you.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan right now, brought to you by Ford and your North Texas Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas. We bring you our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnola. Good morning, sir.
Hi, guys. How's it going?
Pretty good. Pretty good.
Great.
Now, yeah.
Great.
All right.
I'm feeling
That's
great
good.
Today. This
great.
Is awesome.
We're feeling as good as Trey Savage was yesterday.
Boy, that was amazing. Impressive.
I don't know if you've heard this. We've talked about this a couple times. Did you know he started the season in high A?
I heard you say that. I did not know that.
That's wild.
Is freaking wild. Now, do you think the Blue Jays win this thing because game six, you got Yamamoto going for the Dodgers? How are you feeling about how it plays out?
Yeah, I think that the fact that, you know what? I never liked the 2-3-2 split on games.
You like 2-2-1-1-1?
Yeah, yeah. I thought that was Same. More fair because I thought, you know, all right, you're not the home team, but you get to play three games in a row at
right,
home. That
right.
just seemed unfair. I didn't like that part of it. But I think since they're going home, I think Toronto's got a good chance to win this.
Okay.
Two chances.
Yeah.
Two in a row. So, or maybe just one.
That's not the boldest prediction in the world, Mickey. They are up 3-2 going back home.
So I had both TVs going last night. One eye on the World Series and one eye on the Mavericks.
Yeah. How did you feel in the first quarter when Anthony Davis was hurt?
I didn't start paying attention until somewhere in the third quarter, and I'm going, oh, they got the lead.
Yes, yes,
and
they
then I
did.
Said, okay, I'm going to watch.
And it worked out.
And I
we
think
won.
The rest of the guys on that team need to understand how good Cooper Flagg is.
Yes.
I only saw one time Agreed. He got a pass that enabled him to score a basket, the one that he did the reverse layup underneath the basket.
Well, and we were talking about that. Is I know he is super young and he's a rookie and that doesn't help, but he needs to be a little bit more boisterous and aggressive when it comes to getting the ball too.
Well, I was watching one of the post-game shows one night, and the point I forgot who said it. The point was, and they were talking about Cooper handing the ball and passing around.
Yeah, yeah.
And he goes, why are you passing to guys that aren't as good as you
yeah.
are?
Yeah.
And I said, yeah.
Yeah, for real.
So the quote we have for you, and this was something that his college coach, John Shire, said is, go be Cooper effing Flag. And that does not necessarily mean to dish the ball off every single time.
No.
But I really like watching him play. I'm glad he's with the team. I know the team doesn't look
I just
so
wish
great,
they
so.
Would understand how good he is
yeah.
and pass him the
yeah.
ball.
I'm with you on that.
You know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of the Wings.
Oh, with
you get
Paige?
The, yeah. You get the first pick in the draft.
Yeah.
One of the best players in the league. And them girls were jealous. They didn't want to throw her the ball. right? Wow. She had to create her own shots. That's why that guy got fired.
Ooh, man. I like it.
And that's also why the Cowboys got George Pickens, so that Dak would have two people that he could throw to that he's as good as.
Okay. Instead of just one.
I'm going to warn you, Mickey,
yes,
because I think this question tomorrow could infuriate you.
Okay.
I am 100% going to ask Jerry Jones if he would consider trading George Pickens.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. That is how you know Mickey thinks that question's going to go over super well.
Well, I mean, he'll answer it, yes, right? He always answers everything.
Yes, yes, he will.
You know, it's like when I do this group thing for the Star Sports Tours and we answer questions, right?
Yeah.
And I said, hey, ask me anything you want. Just don't be afraid of the answer.
Because
it might not be what you're looking for.
Oh, yeah. No, he's given us plenty of answers like that over the years.
Yeah.
So I was going to preface it with, you said everything is kind of on the table going to the trade deadline. We'll see how that goes.
I'm going to set my clock to make sure I don't miss that.
10:30 tomorrow.
Yes.
It's going to go great. Now, it feels...
Sorry.
It feels like positive news on the safety front with Donovan Wilson at least getting rehab and moving in the right direction. But then the other thing, and we've talked about this quite a bit, Wanya Thomas getting back out there. And I know that he said he's still meeting with doctors to figure out what the deal is, but it feels like he thinks it's now moving in a positive direction.
Well, he was at least able, and they didn't have to give an injury report yesterday, right?
Right.
So they will today. But from the looks of things, when they were out there, you know, the part we get to watch, he was out there doing stuff. So that was, you know, an improvement from the last week or so. When he missed both games. But again, you know, we keep talking about guys that are the backups. Oh, they're getting ready to play.
Right.
You know, where's the starters?
Right.
Well, Malik Hooker was doing rehab. I saw that. But it sounded like he was still a week or two away. And Donovan Wilson, they said trending in the right direction.
Yeah.
But he's not out there. Practicing. So, and with Elijah Clark, who the backup to the backup, who goes out there, starts his first NFL game, and he gets hurt, and now he's a week or two away.
Yeah.
So, that safety position is pretty darn scary. You know, when I was watching it yesterday, and I hope I brought my right piece of paper with me, they had... When they get into individual, and so the corners go together, the safeties, the linebackers, defensive linemen, they had five safeties working. Three of them were on the practice squad.
Oh, well, that's not what you want.
Right? So, I thought, well, that looks kind of scary out there. And you know, maybe you're going to have to use another cornerback to learn to play safety.
Right.
As they finish the game. So, yeah. And we talk about that all week long, and then they get in the game and get their ass kicked, and it's like, well, what happened? Well, yeah, look at your secondary. You know, you're without one of your starting corners, and you're without two of your starting safeties and the immediate backup, or one of the immediate backups. Marquise Bell's the guy out there.
Yeah.
And he's a backup, and he's got to start. Nothing against him, right?
But no, I get it.
Yeah, I mean, if you were all that, you'd be starting.
Sure.
So,
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at tmobile.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
So it does matter when you get into coverage back there.
So I want to stick with the defense if we can. Kenny Clark, you know, I'm sure you were there and you heard it when he talks about you got to keep pushing each other and holding each other accountable. I want to know from you specifically, what do you think holding each other accountable on defense, what does that look like to you?
I think it means that when you get out there, you do what your prescribed job is, and you don't start freelancing, or you don't start just chasing the ball. If you got to fill, you know, that gap, you fill that gap, and you don't play hero ball. You don't go start chasing, you know, something else, right? And I think that's probably, you know, what they're talking about. The linebackers, you know, man, you know, watch the game with your eyes. And go where you're supposed to go. Don't get caught off. You know, you see how guys line up. If they're a step off from the beginning, they're toast, right? You got to stay where you are and fill the right gaps. And if, you know, and it goes for the cornerbacks too.
Sure.
You know, you got to help out. You might, you know, they'll try to block you, but you got to try to get off a block and help in the running game. It's not... You know, what did they say back in training camp? There's no guests on this, house guests on the defense.
Right.
And that includes the cornerbacks. And so, you know, that's part of your job. So I think that's what he was referring to. Everybody do their job.
That's a good answer.
Don't we also expect the house guests to, like, make their bed and stuff, too? I'm just always kind of curious about that.
I never asked them to do
it. Okay. I'm not asking. I just always
feel like when I'm... You don't strip the sheets
instead? Now, if I'm the house guest, I'll do it. But yeah. I'm not going to say, hey, you got up this morning and you didn't make your bed?
Man, I would watch a show with you as, like, the innkeeper at a B&B or something like that. I would be excited to see how that program played out.
Nikki, I feel like, you know, we've talked with Jerry, and we've asked who the leader is, and he's like, it's Dak. And then he's like, in 95. And I think, you know, we've discussed that Kenny Clark has become a voice there. I am kind of curious about Clowney, because I did hear him talking a little bit about him being critical of themselves. What is the feeling on A, his growth in this locker room, and are the younger players listening with him?
Yeah, I don't know about that. I don't know how much interaction he has with the other guys. I mean, he seems very cordial, affable, but I don't know, you know, maybe he thinks he hasn't yet earned the right to speak up. Yeah. You just show up as the veteran guy. Mm-hmm. But, you know, his production hasn't, you know, been earth-shattering or anything so far. But he knows stuff, and I've seen him sharing on the practice field when, you know, sometimes when we're out there. But, yeah, I don't know. It's a strange group. And strange as in there's no, like, bull out there, right?
Yep.
The guy
Yes.
that's going to be the lead dude that everybody follows. You know, Dak can only do so much,
Agreed.
But he's over there with the offense, and, you know, and he's not going to step across the line in the middle of practice and, hey, what are you doing? You didn't block my guy, or you didn't tackle my guy, or
right.
whatever, right? Somebody on the defense has to do that. I thought Murray was starting to do a little bit of that. But the guys on the front, I mean, Clark just gets here, and he's kind of the, I would think, the loudest voice. Not screaming loud, but the guy that might speak up. The rest of the guys seem so affable. Nice guys. I need some badasses on that defense.
Mm-hmm. Can't all be milk drinkers.
Right. And so that's what I think from a personality standpoint up front. That's, you know, that's what they need. But again, to be able to gain that voice, you have to be productive.
Yeah.
And no one has just, you know, knocked your socks off with a bunch of sacks or even a bunch of tackles.
And
I told you, you know, the defensive ends last week, the group, 9 of them had 11 tackles.
Yeah.
together.
Yikes.
So I need production out of the defensive ends in the running game.
So I want to focus on these two specifically because I know that they are younger players. What have you thought about the play thus far of Ezeraku and Nealon?
I think Ezeraku has got something, and I see him getting better each game.
Yeah.
And he seems to engage in the run game. I don't know that he's totally unleashed his arsenal of pass rushes, and I don't know how comfortable he feels doing some of that, but I think he's a keeper. I think Nealon continues to try to play through an ankle injury, and I think that slowed him down. But to me, he was always going to be the replacement for DeMarcus Lawrence, a defensive end that'll set the edge, that was willing to play the run, and give me some pass rush ability. And so I think he's another guy, if he ever gets totally healthy, that you can sink your teeth into. The rest of the guys, somebody's got to step up. Now, I know Sam Williams hasn't, you know, this is the first year he's played football in 2 years, and I'm not trying to give him an excuse or anything, but I thought he'd be more dynamic.
I've been disappointed for sure there.
Yeah. And, you know, and I keep falling back on, well, you know, he hadn't played any football since 2023. And, you know, sometimes, we can use Javonte Williams as an example of, well, maybe you need 2 years to come back from a torn ACL. Some guys do. I don't know. But, yeah, Clowney's been okay. James Houston, okay. I know he shows up every once in a while with a dynamic play.
That but penalty was so bad, though.
Yeah, and his down-to-down consistency. You know, you can tell by his limited snaps that they don't trust him against the run.
Right.
And so that's got to be part of the deal. And so, you know, go look at DeMarcus Lawrence. Go look at some of the stuff he's done in Seattle. He isn't afraid to play the run. Even if he's not the guy making the tackle, he's doing something for somebody else to make the tackle. And I think that's what's got to take place consistently up front, not from one game to the next. Like, they were dynamic against Washington, and then where did they go against Denver?
Right.
And it can't be a home and away thing. That, you know, playing the run, it doesn't matter where you're at, right?
Yes.
So, yeah, that's what I think they're missing up front. And then they just got to get more consistent play at the linebacker spot. But other than Murray, what do you got out there?
Yeah, it ain't going to be Sanborn.
And now you're sitting there going, okay, well, gosh, Overshown's going to be back. But again, now we're talking about a guy that hadn't played football since December.
I'm with you on that for
so
sure.
So you got to kind of, you know, monitor your excitement about it. Now, he's athletic and he's good to go forward with, but these other guys are kind of learning on the job, and that's a tough thing to deal in the NFL when the guys you're playing, most of them, already know the job.
We'll talk with you again tomorrow, and great news. You don't have to make a prediction tomorrow.
Hey, way to go. But you're going to ask me on Monday.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Absolutely.
I'll try to stay in my lane and stay away from my basketball expertise.
No, I liked it. Absolutely. All right, we'll catch up with you tomorrow, Mick.
All right, see ya.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Hey, it's Sean Sharif.
And RJ Choppy.
We're not just a radio show, we're also a podcast. Find the Sean and RJ show anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button, or get every minute of the show on demand the way you want to listen.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.